With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. FBI official Peter Strzok's first public hearing erupted into a heated political fracas on Thursday. Republicans clashed with Democrats, as well as the former investigator over his anti-Trump texts, and even threatened him with contempt for initially refusing to answer questions on the probe. Through it all, Strzok remained defiant and maintained he never showed bias in those infamous messages with former FBI lawyer and his ex-lover, Lisa Page. He said that while he had his own political opinions, they never impacted his official investigative actions in the Hillary Clinton and Russian meddling probe. One day after disgraced Peter Strzok's explosive public interrogation, former FBI attorney Lisa Page is scheduled once again to appear for a private interview before House committees on Friday. Page defied a congressionally issued subpoena to appear Wednesday for a closed-door deposition before the same committees. President Trump criticized British Prime Minister Theresa May's handling of Brexit on Thursday, telling the Sun newspaper that her plan was very unfortunate and would probably kill any possible trade deal between the U.S. and Britain. Trump's comments could be seen as a body blow to May's government, which is struggling to steady itself. Two key cabinet members, including Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, resigned in protest earlier this week over her plan to keep Britain and the European Union in a free market for goods with a more distant relationship for services. Democrats who drafted a bill to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, suddenly announced yesterday they'll vote against it if the legislation moves to the floor. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling Fox News he intends to call their bluff and bring the legislation to the floor. No reason why they want to vote against it now. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide. No arms for terrorists and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.